Turn your living room into a joyful, hands-free playroom with Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ. Your child sings, moves, and learns right alongside JJ and friends, all on the big screen. It's designed thoughtfully to spark speech, rhythm, and coordination through songs and active play. Try an ad-free, safe, and interactive way to make screen time part of their learning and growth. Parents love how easy it is, voice-controlled and frustration-free. Kids love every moment of singing, laughing, and playing along. It's fun for them, and it's feel-good for you. Available now in the Volley app on your smart TV. Just search Volley in your TV's app store and start your free trial of Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ today. That's Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ, available now in the Volley app on your smart TV. Search Volley and start your free trial today.
Volley.
Welcome back to Fostering Faith. Hi, my name is Tracy, and I am going to be your host for Fostering Faith today. And so if you are new to this channel, if you're new to Fostering Faith, we welcome you. And so in Fostering Faith, we walk through things before we talk about things. And then so at this episode, it is about faith doesn't wait, obedience in the unknown. And so walking with God when you don't know what you're doing. And so welcome back to another episode of Fostering Faith, where we talk real faith, real life, and real Jesus. I'm your host, Tracy Foster, and today we are going to be diving into the deep end. We're going to be talking about what it looks like to walk by faith when you don't know what you're doing, doing it scared, doing it unsure, doing it anyway, because God said go. And so let me go ahead and say this. In this episode, it's going to be for the one who's sitting in the middle of the chaos, in the middle of the fear, in the middle of the decision, and all you have is God's voice and a racing heart. If that's you, buckle up. Because today we're going to go into the Word, we're going to go into some theology, some truth, and a bunch of biblical receipts that prove you don't have to have it all figured out to be faithful. You just have to go when God says go. And so today we're going to be in 2 Corinthians 5:7, and it says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." This isn't a coffee mug verse. This is theological in motion. Paul is explaining that as believers, our movement is motivated not by what we can see, but who we trust. And let's be clear, biblical faith isn't blind. It's not reckless. It's anchored in the character of God. He is trustworthy. He is a provider. He is a way maker. So whenever he says move, we don't need a spreadsheet. We need sneakers. And so as we are walking through this in our own life here on Fostering Faith, and so I will tell you that I have been out of school for 15 years, and I kind of got a wrestling about it probably last year. And I looked into so many different areas of where I need to go. I looked into an MBA. I looked into functional medicine. I went into like different programs, and I really just didn't feel settled, but I felt like I was supposed to go back. And so the only thing that I want to study is scripture. And I was just like, that makes no sense. And so I looked into going back into college. And so I looked up some classes, and I looked up and I started taking some online classes just for free here and there. And I just really love studying scripture. I love structure. I liked school whenever I've done it. I mean, because I have several degrees. But in that same instance, I was just like, what am I doing? Why do I need another degree? Signed up, I applied for seminary, and I was accepted last week into Dallas Seminary. So I'm going back to school. I have no idea what God is doing with this. But then I also felt a tug that I've, had on my heart. I'm praying for this podcast. I'm praying for it to grow. I'm praying for it just to reach the people that it needs to for people to listen to it. I mean, I don't know what I'm doing with this podcast, and that we're going to be real honest. And if you've been walking with us, the whole reason why this is up and going is because whenever Gia came back from a church group, she was like, "Hey, I want to be a kingdom builder. I want to do a podcast." And I said, "No, we have no idea what we're doing." And I was in the middle of a provider meeting, and all of a sudden the name Fostering Faith came to my heart. And I was like, man, that's a good name. And so I walked into her bedroom. I said, let's do it. I said, let's do it scared. If you feel like this is what we're supposed to be doing, let's do it. And so we have muddled our way through all the things. And are we reaching millions of people? No, we're not. Do I have any idea of what I'm doing as far as advertising or doing growing platforms and like doing all things? No, I have a full-time job and I love talking about Jesus. And so as great ideas come, and you know, God knows that I will do anything for my daughter. He knows that I would do and go anything to get her excited about the word. And so whenever she was on fire for it, yeah, absolutely, let's do it. And then as teenagers happen, you know, kind of sparks fizzled out and life happens and sports and homework and, you know, all these things are out there. And so, but I just feel like I'm supposed to just continue to do it. And so we opened up and I applied for an LLC for Fostering Faith Media. And so we are now owners of Fostering Faith Media. What we're going to do with it, I don't know, but we're walking blind by faith, knowing that God is in the center of our house, our podcast, and in this business. And so I don't know what he has prepared for us, but we're going back to school. We're going to own a business and we are putting him at the center of it. And so we're just going to watch him unfold and know that I have to fully depend on him to get any of this done, to put more things on an already full plate, is kind of crazy and it doesn't make sense, but it doesn't have to make sense whenever it's God. And so we just know and trust that if we let him lead us, we take him by the hand and say, you lead, take me with you. You know, it's going to turn out for good. And if we grow and mature and, you know, all these things with him, we can't fail. And so even if we make no difference in our lives, you know, as long as we've trusted in God and we know and we're walking whenever we feel like he says go, we go. It doesn't have to make sense. I know 1 year back, you know, probably 2 or 3 years ago, I had the word thrive on my heart and it made no sense. Like I was like, what? And I felt like the impression of you need to go speak at Thrive. And I was like, oh my gosh, do I get to like create a conference? Do I do this? Do I do this? And I just, and I really never felt settled. And so I literally had to look it up. And there was a Thrive conference in California, mind you. And it was thrown on by a church that's out there, and it was Bay Church, I think. And so like, it was going to be me flying by myself. It was going to be me running a car. It was going to be me going out there by myself. And so I've never done anything like that in my life. I've never flown anywhere by myself. I've never rented a car by myself, or never rented a car basically. And, so I literally took a step of faith, got the plane tickets, got the hotel, got all the things. And it was just me and Jesus for, I think, 4 days. And it was in California by Sacramento. And it I was going there. And like, so whenever you're meeting people and you're doing things, everybody's like, oh, where are you from? And I'm like, Illinois. And they're like, wait, what? You came from Illinois to this conference? Because they were talking about like, they were from like little towns, like here and there. And just like, you know, just like 30 minutes away, an hour away or whatever. And they're like, you flew to California for this conference. And I was like, I really felt like I was supposed to come. And I said, I felt like God had said, go speak at Thrive Conference. And so I came and just shared my story. And the more people that I talked to, it was just like, I think that message was for me. I cannot believe that you flew half across the United States because you felt like God moved, told you to come. And I was able to get out of my comfort zone. I had never ate by myself. I've never ate in a restaurant by myself. I've never been by myself with Jesus. And it was so amazing because I stayed on the same time schedule as here where we live now. So they are 2 hours difference. And so my daughter wanted me to go to bed with her, get her up with her. So I had to, you know, do phone calls with her. And I was up at 2 o'clock because I get up at 4 o'clock here. So I was up at 2 o'clock California time. And so I got to spend that time with Jesus. And that was kind of like in the middle and the beginning of my faith. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever been in that position where you just, you're wanting to surrender your life and you're wanting to be down on your knees and just go into prayer and you just feel silly. You feel like you're like, oh my gosh, this is so stupid. Like, I don't want to be on my knees. Like I can pray in a chair. I can pray in bed. And I mean, I'm in my own home, you know, here, and it's just me and Derek and Gia. And like, there's no one here to judge me. No one cares what I'm doing. And I didn't get on my knees. And so it wasn't until that moment that I was in that hotel room by myself, just me and God. I got on my knees the first time and just cried and cried and cried. And he taught me so much in that 4 days of how to just get out of my comfort zone and talk to people. And there they had like food trucks there. And so one day, I got some chicken wings and I went back in and like, you know, all the tables are full. And there was this one lady that was sitting at a table and she was sitting by herself. And I walked up to her. I've never done this. I mean, I could have maybe puked a little bit, because I was so scared. I was like, can I sit here? And she said, and she looked at me. And she was on her phone and she had her food and she looked at me and she said, yes, sit down. And she said, my friends are literally in the car. They just texted me and said, we feel like we're supposed to sit in this car. Someone's going to come sit by you. Shut your face. Shut your face. And so I sat down. We began to talk. And I just start, and she starts telling me her story about all these things that's happened in her life. And I just start speaking into her life. And she literally gets out her notebook, starts writing down what she has, like what I'm telling her. She's like, oh my gosh, I have never heard anything like this. Where, you know, I've never been talked to like this. I mean, I've never, you know, like all these things. And I'm like, how would you? I'm like, I'm from Southern Illinois. Like, I just, you know, like I maybe God sent me to talk to you. I have no idea. And just talked to so many people and it was able to encourage them to step out in their faith because they were scared because they heard the word go and they didn't go because it did not make sense. And I just got people just kind of poured into me too. And they seen how on fire and how kind of bold I was being, but yet I was so scared and so nervous to go. And they were just like, you are a war horse for Christ. You are like, people were just speaking kind of the same thing over me and over me. And I really felt like I was...
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blast tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
I was supposed to talk to the guy that did the Thrive conference and I kind of just prayed about it. I'm like, let me meet him. And I just wanted to thank him for putting on this Thrive conference, allowing me to see it, to be able to follow what I felt like God was telling me to go. And we were getting in the middle of a breakout session and I had been praying that I meet this guy. And I mean, like Christine Kane was there, you know, Greg Rochelle was there. I mean, I really could not, and he was on like screen, but Christine Kane was there. And I just could not believe I was sitting in California in the midst of all these great speakers and leaders and just being able to just learn from them and glean from what they were saying. I would never in a million years pictured me flying by myself. And I mean, it may be so simple to you guys, but I mean, it was a big deal for me. And I was walking down the hallway and the the guy that hosted the conference literally was walking down the hallway and I chickened out and the Holy Spirit just wrecked me. He was like, are you kidding me? Like you literally prayed for this. I just gave it to you and you're not going to go up to him. So I immediately turned around and I went up to him and I was just like, hey, I just want to thank you so much for throwing on this conference. I need you to listen to this. And he listened to it. He was just like, this is amazing. We took a selfie and it was just like, I did it. Like I came to the Thrive Conference. I poured my heart out to these people. I hopefully encouraged somebody. This is the story. And so I had no idea what God did with those words, with those people, but I was obedient. I did what I was supposed to do. I went and it was just like, send me, I am yours. I will go wherever you want me to go. And so whenever we are doing things and we're doing them blind, we just go. And I mean, let's talk about Abraham. We have Genesis 12 and go into the land and I will show you. That's it. There was no instruction. There was no address. There was no GPS pin. No, literally just go. And Abraham, he goes. And you have Hebrews 11:8 that says, by faith, Abraham obeyed whenever he was called to go to the place where he received as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going, not knowing where he was going. Listen, sometimes God calls you into a job, into ministry, a relationship, a calling. You don't even know what you're doing, but he does. Faith is saying yes, not because you know the how, but because you trust the who. And so we have the opposite end of the spectrum. Now let's flip the script to Jonah. And so Jonah knew exactly where he was supposed to go, Nineveh. And what did he do? He ran. He didn't just ignore God. He went the complete opposite direction towards Tarshish. I mean, I think it's like 500 miles difference. Why? Because faith felt too risky. Obedience felt uncomfortable. And disobedience felt safer. He felt like they didn't deserve it. And so what happened to him? It didn't end well. God literally prepared a storm, a boat full of people panicking, a big fish to house a backslidden prophet that had great problems with attitude and pride. The message? It's scarier to disobey God than to walk into the unknown. And so walking by faith is active. And so we have in 2 Corinthians 5:7, it says the word walk in Greek is P-E-R-I-P-A-T-O, peripatro, which means to tread all around, to live, to conduct one's life. So that isn't just about movement. It's about how we live. Walking by faith isn't a one-time event. It's a lifestyle. And so examples of scared yet obedient faith. Moses says, go to Pharaoh. Now, he had a ton of excuses. I mean, Moses says, but I stutter. God says, I made your mouth. Go. Moses did not feel qualified, but he obeyed. Faith isn't about credentials. It's about obedience. Mary, the angel says, you're going to give birth to the son. Mary says, let it be unto me according to your word. No manual, no maternity plan, just faith and trust. And then you have Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel 3. They told Nebuchadnezzar, even if he doesn't, we will not bow. That's not just obedience. That's savage faith. That's I'd rather burn than bow faith. That's the kind of faith I want when my life does not make sense. And so let's go back to disobedience. And so let's talk about disobedience. You have Saul in 1 Samuel 15. God told Saul to completely destroy the Amalekites. Did he? Nope. He kept the best livestock and spared King Agag. And then God rejected him as king. Why? Because partial obedience is disobedience. And when you disobey out of fear, pride, self-preservation, you miss out on the fullness of God's plan. And so biblical faith is not vague hope. It is a substance and evidence because we have scripture. We have Hebrews 11:1 that says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And so faith walks forward before the miracle happens. Faith says yes before it makes sense. Faith doesn't wait for a blueprint. And so we love the phrase, if God opens the door, I'll go. But what if he says go, and then the door's still locked? Are you willing to go anyway? Faith walks up to the door and trusts they'll open. And so let me tell you something a little crazier and wild, but the most beautiful thing that I've ever seen God do in my life happened when I had no clue what I was doing. Like we were talking about way before. And it was even just going into kids ministry. I had no degree. I had no experience. I had nothing. And now look what happened. I started a youth program at our church. We're doing a podcast. We have Fathering Faith Media, you know, starting ministries, writing messages, raising kids. I mean, but guess what? God didn't ask if I was equipped. He asked if I was willing. And I said, let's go. And then you have brick by brick and you have Nehemiah. You have Nehemiah kind of vibes. And so Nehemiah built a wall in 52 days. He had no building experience, no construction team, no vision or favor. And he just had, he had vision and favor and obedience. And opposition? Oh, it came. But faith doesn't stop building because the haters show up. And believe me, they will. They will tell you that you are not qualified. They will tell you all the things that you don't have. They will tell you all the money problems that you're going to have. They will tell you, and they will potentially leave you. But you can build scared. You can walk nervous. You can obey and still be shaking. God doesn't need you to be fearless. He needs you to be faithful. And so fear is okay. Faith without obedience is friction. Obedience delays destiny. Your calling doesn't require clarity. It requires courage. And so here's my challenge. What is God asking you to do and you're avoiding it because it doesn't make sense? Is it leaving that job? Is it leaving that person? Is it leaving that friend group? Is it about just taking that step? What have you been praying for clarity on? But he's already given you the command and you will not go. And so we have 2 Corinthians 5:7 that says, walk by faith and not by sight. We have Hebrews 11 that says the hall of faith, read the whole chapter and let it marinate. You have James 2:23 that says faith without works is dead. And you have Deuteronomy 5:33, walk in obedience to all the Lord has commanded you to do. And you have Joshua 1:9, be strong and courageous and do not be afraid. Your Lord, your God is with you. And so, yes, we can take those little snippets of those scriptures, but go back and read the whole chapter. Read it before, read it below, read it in context. Who was writing that message? Who are they writing it to? And so always take scripture for what it's worth. Read the whole scripture and not just take something out of context. And so do your homework. Go read the whole, all of Corinthians, read all of Hebrews, read all of James, read all of Deuteronomy, and take it as slow as you want to. It is not a race. And so whenever you're walking through scripture, if you're going to spend 3 weeks on one verse, okay, it is not a race. You don't have to read the Bible in a year. And so as we close this episode, we hope that this message encouraged you and inspired you to go and walk and do it by faith. And so friends, you can do it scared. You can do it without all the answers. Do it because your God is faithful. And that's enough. Whether it's a new season, a new calling, a new battle, walk in it by faith and not by sight. And trust that God will fill the gap between your ability and his promise. And so we would love to pray for you this week. And so, dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these listeners. Thank you so much for their courage. Thank you so much that they are going to go. Thank you so much for the ability to trust you because you are such a faithful Father. Thank you so much that you have plans to prosper us. Thank you so much that we do not have to have a GPS, but we have God's direction. We have you by our hand. Thank you for walking with us. Thank you for your light on our feet. Thank you so much for all that you do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, this has been Fostering Faith, and I am Tracy Foster, the girl that is doing life scared, doing it surrendered, and doing it with Jesus. I can't wait to see what you guys walk through this week just because he said so. We love you guys. We hope to see you guys back next week. Have a great week. Bye.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blast tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Four seasons greetings to you all from